Indiana Senior Senator Richard Lugar has aligned himself with the majority of Senate Republicans by saying he will not vote for any health insurance legislation currently being discussed. But Evan Bayh has said little about his stance, leading many to think he's one of three swing votes in the Senate needed for Democrats to pass their plan. Hoosier native Tavis Smiley says he considers Bayh a good friend. In town for a naming ceremony in his honor, the public broadcasting personality said Bayh has been straddling the fence on health care at the expense of representing his constituents.
I don't think that now is the time for coyness. Senator, what do you mean by public option? What do you think it ought to mean? He's right about the fact that nobody ought to vote for anything they haven't read. He's right, number two, that public option could be defined 18 million different ways. But he's wrong about the fact that the approach is one of passivity. I think it's about being aggressive and saying to the people of Indiana, I am going to do everything I can to make sure there is a public option. Here's how I define it. And then you take your definition in there and get in debate. Mix it up. But you got to have a point of view about this.
Susan Bayh, the senator's wife, has earned more than $2 million from serving on the corporate boards of health insurance companies over the past decade. While some have suggested that connection represents a conflict of interest for the senator, Smiley says Bayh's hesitation likely stems from how much the bill will cost. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.